And I wrote a book that was based on those three scientific reports called Deadly Innocence, my ninth book, wherein I had to conclude that the dentist, based on all the evidence, using the FBI's own behavioral science literature, how they themselves investigate and evaluate these types of cases, that this dentist, scientifically trained, military dentist for much of his career, very intelligent dentist, believed that he was dying of a virus that the government had created. They covered that up. He believed that they had intentionally injected this virus during a 1978 experimental hepatitis B vaccine that was given to a lover of his that he had in 1985. And that's how he got infected. And he believed that this was genocide. And he believed in what was called the World Health Organization theory of AIDS. The videotape that Danny stated he saw, the Strecker memorandum, was what Dr. David Acker believed. That the World Health Organization, the United States Public Health Service, Centers for Disease Control, had something to do with the development of these types of viruses and the deployment of them through hepatitis B and other vaccines in Africa and North America.